ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्यये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की। सो टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग Canto 9, Chapter 10, Text Number 54. I will read and you all can kindly repeat after me. Eka Patni Vratadharo Rajarshi Charita Shuchihi स्वधर्म गृह मेधियम् शिक्षयन् स्वयमाचरत्। ए वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद। जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की। एक पत्नी व्रतधारः। एक पत्नी व्रतधारः taking a vow not to accept a second wife or to have any connection with any other woman, taking a vow not to accept a second wife. Raja Rishi, like a saintly king, Charitaha, whose character, Suchihi, pure, Swadharmam, one's own occupational duty, grihamedhyam, especially of persons situated in household life, shikshayan, teaching by personal behavior, swayam, personally, acharat, executed his duty. Lord Ramachandra took a vow to accept only one wife and have no connection with any other woman. He was a saintly king and everything in his character was good, untinged by the qualities like anger. He taught good behavior for everyone, especially for householders, in terms of varnashrama dharma. Thus, he taught the general public by his personal activities. Purport. Eka Patni Vratha, accepting only one wife, was the glorious example set by Lord Ramachandra. One should not accept more than one wife. In those days, of course, people did marry more than one wife. Even Lord Ramachandra's father accepted more wives than one. But Lord Ramachandra was an ideal king, accepted only one wife, Mother Sita. When Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravana and the Rakshasas, Lord Ramachandra, as Supreme Personality of Godhead, could have married hundreds and thousands of Sitas. But to teach us how faithful he was to his wife, he fought with Ravana and finally killed him. The Lord punished Ravana and rescued his wife to instruct men to have only one wife. Lord Ramachandra accepted only one wife and manifested sublime character, thus setting an example for householders. A householder should live according to the ideal of Lord Ramachandra, who showed how to be a perfect person. Being a householder or living with a wife and children is never condemned, provided one lives according to the regulative principles of Varnashrama Dharma. Those who live in accordance with these principles, whether as householders, brahmacharis, or vanaprasthas, are equally important.
Om Agnanati Mirandasya Agnananjana Shalakaya Khyakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinavandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langaiti giram yat kurpatam ham vande Sri Gurun Dinatharinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Here, the ideal saintly king, Sri Ramachandra's total episode has been described in this chapter, and in the next chapter also we will know the rules, how Ramachandra ruled the whole world with so much of opulences and all the paraphernalia. Here, Lord Ramachandra shows the example by following all the rules and regulations himself, so that the humanity as a whole will understand how to live happily in the grihastha life and also to achieve the perfection. Every act of Ramachandra is perfect. He was acting just like a human being, but he is always above the three modes of material nature, and his activities are totally transcendental. So any activity of Lord Ramachandra is very, very perfect and pure. We cannot doubt or question or think, oh, he should have done like this. Why he had done like this, he should have done, no. And as we have seen before in the 9.5.53, Lord Ramachandra had ruled the world in such a way that everyone was so happy, and they were not having any problems like disease, old age or bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue. All these were absent, and there was no death for those who did not want to die. It was just like a situation you are always happy, and you, if you want to leave the body, you can leave the body. You don't want to leave the body, no problem. That's such a high level of living was possible because people were doing all the activities for the pleasure of Ramachandra. They were getting all this because they were doing all the activities for the pleasure of Ramachandra, not for themselves. There was no selfish motives in the activities of the people. So they were getting back the good results from Lord Ramachandra. But as we see now, slowly, slowly, as the envy enters the human being, he forgets the Supreme Lord. As he forgets the Supreme Lord, the Maya, which is nearby, will catch him. And Maya's duty is only to give the three types of miseries. And the jiva, the human beings in particular, he thinks that he is enjoying. He goes after the money, he goes after the wealth, he goes after the woman, he goes after the liquor and all that. He thinks that he is going to enjoy, I am going to enjoy, I have to enjoy. He should not enjoy. The other persons are, no, they are not enjoying. I have to enjoy. I and my house, my children, my everywhere. This slowly, slowly takes place in the place of devotion to the Supreme Lord. And totally he forgets the Supreme Lord. And he is in the cycle of birth and death again and 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 again. Millions and millions of times. And he thinks he is still enjoying. It is absolute foolishness. It is the total influence of Maya, and Maya is giving all the miseries. The three types of miseries: Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivika, Adhyatmika. Adi Bhautika, the miseries given by the troubles, difficulties given by the other jivas, others, the friends, or the enemies, or the boss, or any other creatures. Whatever troubles one gets, it is Adi Bhautika. And Adi Daivika, the difficulties or the miseries given by the devatas, demigods, like the earthquake, floods, or anything which human being practically, human being just can't control. At least here in the Adi Bhautika, if somebody is troubling, we can go and tell, hey, you are really troubling, please reduce your harsh talk. Suppose boss in the office is telling so many things, unwanted things, then he can go and tell, and he may understand sometimes and he may not trouble. Whereas Adi Daivika, there is absolutely no control. Then Adi Atmika, Adhyatmika. The Adhyatmika misery is created by one's own body and the mind. I should have done like this. Why I didn't do? She should have done. She should have written back. I did not write. I mean, it goes on thinking, if, but, suppose, and all that. And he doesn't understand that he is actually suffering by his own thinking. That is the trouble, the suffering given by Maya, Adhyatmika. And he keeps on lamenting, oh, I should have done like this, my wife should have done, my father should have done, my child is behaving like this, he should have done, oh, I don't know why, I spoke like this, he did. He keeps on thinking and feeling bad about the past and thinking about the future, what I should do and all that. These are all the troubles given by one's own mind, Adhyatmika. So the Maya will catch once a person forgets. In Ramachandra's era, the people were so faithful that they were always remembering. And the grihastha life, the life of the family life, was so peaceful and good. But in the Kali Yuga, because we have so many desires, the material desires, slowly as we forget Krishna and material desires are replacing the desires of Krishna, then we are into trouble. Prabhupada gives us how we have to behave in the Kali Yuga, the family life, taking the example from Krishna, of Ramachandra. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:23:52 in the purport, Prabhupada says, it is the duty of the husband to liquidate his debt to his wife. The wife gives her service, sincere service, to the husband, and he becomes indebted to her, because one cannot accept service from his subordinate without giving him something in exchange. Without giving anything, the wife is serving, so the husband is indebted. He has to liquidate, Prabhupada is saying. So he should be very sincere in his efforts, and he try to pay back to the wife. In this process, the family life will be very peaceful and happy. Further, Prabhupada says, the spiritual master cannot accept service from a disciple without awarding him spiritual instruction. This is the reciprocation of love and duty. So, one thing, if we understand, as explained by Prabhupada, our life in the family life will be very peaceful and happy. Wife is doing the sincere service towards the husband without getting any sort of payment back. So the husband is indebted. So he has to be extra cautious to sincerely pay back to the wife, to his wife. Next, in 325.5 purport, Prabhupada mentions, it is the duty of the son to take care of her to the best of his ability, so that she will not feel separation from her husband. And it is the duty of the husband to leave home as soon as there is a grown son to take charge of his wife and family affairs. That is the Vedic system of household wife. One should not remain continually implicated in household affairs up to the time of death. He must leave. Family affairs and wife may be taken charge by a grown son. And in 5.19.5, Prabhupada describes, one who strictly follows the religious principles must not neglect to provide all facilities for the complete protection of his wife. There may be some suffering because of this, but one must nevertheless endure it. That is the duty of a faithful husband. By his personal example, Lord Ramachandra demonstrated this duty. Lord Ramachandra could have produced hundreds and thousands of Sitas from his pleasure energy, but just to show the duty of a faithful husband, he not only rescued Sita from the hands of Ravana, but also killed Ravana from all his family members also. Similarly, in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.11.25, the instructions are given for the wife. Srinamcha pati devanam tachushrusha nukulata tad bandushva anu vruttischa nitya tad vrata dharanam. To render service to the husband, number one. To be always favorably disposed towards the husband, number two. To be equally well disposed towards the husband's relatives and friends, number three. That is, number four, to follow the vows of the husband. These are the four principles to be followed by women, described as chaste. The Prativrata wife, the chaste wife, will follow this. In the purport, Prabhupada mentions, it is very important for peaceful householder life that a woman follow the vow of her husband. Any disagreement with the husband's vow will disrupt family life. In this regard, Chanakya Pandita gives a very valuable instruction. Dampatyaha kalaho nasti tatra srihi swayam agata. Where there are no fights between husband and wife, the goddess of fortune automatically comes in to the home. A woman's education should be conducted along the lines indicated in this verse. So, in Bhagavatam, the life of family members, how it can be made peaceful and also to achieve perfection, is described in various chapters, in various parts of Bhagavatam. So, if we follow the instructions given by Prabhupada, definitely we get all the perfection. Otherwise, we get into unnecessary problems. Here you see how beautifully Prabhupada has explained the Chanakya Pandita's valuable instruction, that Dampatyaha kalaho nasti tatra srihi swayam agata. Tatra srihi swayam agata. Sri is the fortune, Lakshmi. The fortune, the goodness, the good fortune will come automatically when there is no fight between the husband and wife. Husband and wife are fighting for getting some wealth. If you are fighting, the whatever wealth is there, that will go away. Instead of that, if the proper understanding exists between the wife and husband, Chanakya Pandita says, as quoted by Prabhupada, there will be Lakshmi. The goddess of Lakshmi, Sri, will come automatically. There is no need to ask. So that is the importance of understanding each other. Actually, the envy makes the humans suffer. Envy of the husband and wife. Husband internally feeling envy of his wife's whatever growth spiritually or materially, and wife feeling envy of the husband if he is growing. Oh, he is also an engineer, I am also an engineer. And he is getting so many awards or so much of promotion, so much he is earning. I am equally qualified, but unfortunately I am not getting. And I must somehow, I should surpass him. Now this envy actually slowly makes one to suffer because they forget Krishna. That's all, simple. These examples of Ramachandra actually makes us to understand that the life will be peaceful only when the husband and wife are equally dedicated. So, when there was a fight between husband and wife, one person says, I always remind my wife that I am a ekapatni vrata. I am holding the vow of one wife only. You see, I am so much dedicated to you. The moment he says that, the husband cools down, the wife cools down. Oh, yeah, he is so much dedicated. So, if some fights are there, probably you should use this technique and remind the wife that I am the ekapatni, I am having the vow to have only one wife, I am so much dedicated to you. It reminds her that she should also be equally dedicated and there won't be any fights. Ramachandra is not an ordinary incarnation. Various incarnations were described in the chapter 1.3, and Sukadeva Goswami lists out various incarnations right from Garbhodakashayi Vishnu to he comes to 18th incarnation and talks about Ramachandra. Then 1920 he says Krishna and Balram. The Supreme God incarnates as Krishna and Balram. 19 and 20 incarnation. And then he goes on saying about the future incarnations, Buddha and Kalki, 21, 22. Like that he lists out. And immediately he says, 1.3.28 he says, no, I have described all the incarnations and I included Krishna also. No, Krishna is not the incarnation. He is Swayam Bhagwan. Ete chamsha kalapam san krishnastu bhagwan swayam. Indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. Mridayanti. Mridayanti is he gives protection. Mridayanti yuge yuge. Again and again in the millennium, this is Krishna who takes the different forms. So Krishna is what I said, Krishna, Supreme Lord has incarnated as Krishna. Actually, Krishna himself had come. Like in a drama, let us say one person, say, let us say Amitabh Bachchan. Amitabh Bachchan becomes a thief. People say, oh, thief. And Amitabh Bachchan also becomes a police officer. And Amitabh Bachchan is coming as Amitabh Bachchan. So he is Amitabh Bachchan only, and he says, I am Amitabh Bachchan, and he inaugurates something and he shows a small clip of inauguration. So here, that is the thing. Krishna is coming as Krishna himself, and others are the incarnations. So similarly, in the Kali Yuga, Krishna had come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did so many things to educate us, to teach us by his own examples. Just like the Gundicha Margin episode where Mahaprabhu himself cleans with the hands is very important to note and to understand. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, text number 1279, Aradina prabhate lana nija gana srihaste savara angeli pila chandana. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hand smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. And then what he does? Srihaste dila savare eka eka marjani Sava gana lana prabhu chalila apani. He then gave each devotee a broom for cleaning from his own hand, with his own hand. And taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. Gundicha mandira gela karite marjana prathame marjani lana karila shodhane. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first, they cleansed the temple with the brooms. Bitara mandira upara sakala majila simhasana maji puna sthapana karila. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place, the simhasana, cleansed it and again put it back to its original place. All this Mahaprabhu is doing. Srihaste karena simhasane ramajana prabhu age jala ani deya bhakta gana. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands. And all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. That is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us how we have to take care and how we have to do the devotional service very, very carefully. Then Prataparudra wanted to meet, and Mahaprabhu rejected his request for meeting him. So Prataparudra takes the opportunity of doing some menial service while the Rathayatra was in progress. So, Tabe Prataparudra kare apna sevana suvarna manjari lana kare pata samarjana. While the Lord Jagannath was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle. Chandana jalite kare pata niche chane tucha seva kare vasi raja simhasane. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in the menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath.
Uttamahana raja kare tuche sevana ata eva jagannathera krupa bhajana.
Although the king was the most exalted respectable person, still he accepted the menial service for the Lord, therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. That's why when he was doing this menial service of cleaning, Mahaprabhu was very much happy.
Mahaprabhu sukha paila se sevana dekhite, Mahaprabhu ra krupa haila se seva khaite.
Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting and closed his eyes, the king, Prataparudra, slowly goes to him and starts massaging and began to recite the verses about the Rasa Leela from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Rasa Leela Rasloka Padikarena Sthavana Jayati Dedikam Adhyaya Karena Pathana.
The king began to recite the verses about the Rasa Leela from Srimad Bhagavatam. He recited the chapter beginning with the words Jayati Tedikam.
Sunite Sunite Prabhura Santosha Apara Bala Bala Bali Prabhu Bale Bara Bara.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these verses, he was pleased beyond his limits. And he said again and again, go on reciting, go on reciting. And thus, he ultimately embraces the king and shows all his mercy. This is how actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated to the whole world that one should strictly follow the instructions given by him through his actions. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also demonstrated to Murari Gupta that he is the incarnate, he is actually not only Krishna but also Rama. You can see the picture, very nice picture, which is drawn behind the Simhasan, behind the this one here. The Murari Gupta was actually Sri Ram's devotee, and he was unable to understand how he can concentrate on Krishna. So ultimately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the darshan, showing him with two hands of Sri Ramachandra and two hands of Sri Krishna and two hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, to prove that Sri Ramachandra, Sri Krishna and he himself are the same. So, this is what we should clearly understand. Sri Ramachandra's principles, if we adopt in the family affairs, in the family, we will definitely get the ultimate goal, achieve the ultimate goal of our life, going back to Godhead and becoming perfect devotee, pure devotee. The envy and the propensity, the idea of enjoying the material things. We think we are enjoying, but we are actually suffering. We are suffering, actually we don't understand. This we can see with the example of a small story. There was a king who was ruling very nicely, and any problem he will immediately attack and give the solution to the problem. One day, a messenger comes and tells him, "Oh king, there is a problem. There is a problem in the jail, in the prison. The prisoners are having problem. The king says, the prisoners are having problem in my country. Okay, today I am going to Haribol. Today I am going to the prison. Let all come along with me, my minister, my people. I will take immediate action to sort out all the issues. Announce in the prison that I am coming there. Let all prisoners know. Let them tell their problems. There was an announcement in the prison. Today the king will be coming. Whatever desires, whatever problems you have, you tell the king. King is going to sanction all of them. Be brief in your talk. Line up. All the prisoners were ready. They were waiting for the king. The king arrived. Okay, tell me. The person comes and shows his plate, thali. King, see this plate. So many dents are there and so many holes are there. When the dal is poured into this plate, half of the dal is actually going down. Such plates we are having. King looks at the plate, looks at the man, and he immediately says, all new plates for the prisoners. Everyone says, long live king, Maharaj ki jai ho. One person at the end of the line, and he says, oh, what is that you are asking? What is the use of this? All prisoners say, shut up, keep silent. You have already told so many things. We know what you wanted to say. Don't talk. We are getting so many things. King looks at that prisoner and keeps silent. The next prisoner comes and shows his blanket. Oh, king, see my kumbal. See my blanket. Such a big hole. If I put it, even my head is going inside. Like that, so many big holes are there, you can see. King sees. Ah, yeah, so many holes, yeah. New blankets to all the prisoners. Then the person who was at the end, again, you also lost the chance. Why are you asking? What is the use of this? All people say, we are getting all new things. And you say, why are you asking? Why are you asking? Keep silent. All get new blankets. They all say, long live the king. Maharaj ki jai ho. Then again the next person, he says, you see my room. So much, no? It is in a dilapidated condition. King looks, ah, yeah, everything, ceiling had gone, painting has gone. All painting and ceiling, repairs, plastering, nicely washing, whitewashing all the rooms. Long live king, all prisoners say. Again and again this man says. Now the next prisoner comes and says, see this drinking water. It is looking like your Coca-Cola. It is not that water. This is not Coca-Cola. It is the contaminated water which we are drinking. Please provide us pure water. King says, yes, pure water to all of them. Again that fellow shouts very loudly, you all are losing chance. What is the use of all this? All prisoners shout at him and some of them beat him also. You are unnecessarily disturbing talking. One by one they keep on asking all the prisoners. But then king looks at the last person. Come on. You have been saying, what is the use of all this? What is the use? What is that you want to ask? King, please release me from the jail. I have followed all your rules. Kindly release me from the jail. King looked at the person. This man is the most intelligent person. Only release this person. For all others, I have given so many facilities, double the work. If they don't do, give double the punishment. All the prisoners are, whatever work which already they are giving, we are unable to complete. Now we are going to get double the work and double the punishment. Oh, we are exactly like this. The prisoners, We think in this material world we are enjoying. We are not enjoying. We are suffering. We are seeing everyone. We are seeing everyone suffering. We are seeing the death of so many people, death in our own family. We have seen. Still we think we enjoy. After this death, again you are going to get the body. Again you are going to die. You are going to die so many times. And what you are enjoying, are you enjoying? You analyze yourself and check up. Are you enjoying? So we should use our intelligence and check up whether we are really enjoying, we are not enjoying in this material world. We can enjoy provided we are in total connection with Krishna. Unless we are connected to Krishna, our activities will not give any sort of happiness to us. This should enter our mind very, very seriously. Unless we are connected, unless our activities are connected to Krishna, we are not going to get any pleasure because Krishna only has got that pleasure. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam Sachit Ananda Rupaha. That bliss, that pleasure only Krishna is having. And if you are not connected to Him, you don't get that power, you don't get that at all. Just like suppose you have a fan and you are not connected to the electricity, you keep on thinking it will rotate. You can rotate with the hand, that's all, not more than that. It won't get. Unless you are connected to the power, you don't get the actual, the fan doesn't rotate. Similarly, unless we are connected to Krishna, we don't get any sort of pleasure. If we think we have got the pleasure, that is wrong, that is foolishness. That is the mithya. That is illusion. The pleasure what we get is only illusion if it is not connected, if it is not coming through Krishna. That's why we should take our human life very seriously and get ourselves always connected to Krishna. Then you are getting always the pleasure, the bliss, the happiness from Krishna, and you are always at the happy mood. Whatever be the difficulties outside or physically, the difficulties, the problems, the diseases also, it doesn't affect. Because the person is in total connection with Krishna. And you are always in happy mood. Because you are in connected with Krishna. You are always remembering Krishna. Krishna is in the mind. Conversely, if we are not enjoying, if we are not in bliss, happy mood, if we are suffering, if we are feeling, I am suffering so much, that means you are not connected to Krishna. So with our intelligence, we should check our mind and set our mind that you are suffering because you are not connected to Krishna. Immediately connect to Krishna. Remember Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And connect, get connected to Krishna. That's all. So we should know ourselves very clearly from our intelligence that number one, we are not enjoying. Number two, we are not enjoying because we are not connected to Krishna. Number three, because we are not enjoying, we are not connected to Krishna, we are suffering and we are going to suffer in future also. Not only now we are suffering, we are going to suffer in future, again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Millions and millions of times we are going to suffer. Now we got the human life, this is the opportunity. Whatever time is left out in each human life, we should take the life very seriously and make all efforts to get connected to Krishna as instructed by Prabhupada. That's why Prabhupada has given a very, very neat, very clear instruction. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. This simple principle, if we implement, we will be always happy. And the family life as given, as shown by Lord Ramachandra, is nothing but the instruction of Krishna only. If you are connected to Rama, Ramachandra means you are connected to Krishna. So, Getting connected to Krishna is our most priority in our life. We have to take it as our goal that always we should remember Krishna. Then the problems, what we are thinking as problems, the suffering, the material suffering, as we are thinking material suffering, they are actually not the suffering. We get automatically the bliss, the happiness from Krishna. So, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra seriously and following the regulative principles are the only means in this Kali Yuga to come out of the surrounding atmosphere of so much of agitations, so much of kalaha and the influence of maya. Coming out of that, the only way is to chant and surrendering to Krishna. Listening to pastimes of Ramachandra actually cleans the heart of the human beings from the envy. In the 11th chapter, that is 9.11.23, Sukadeva Goswami clearly indicates, Purusho Ramacharitam Sravane Rupadharayan Anrushamsya Paro Rajan Karma Bandher Vimuchyate. The person who actually listens carefully the Ramachandra's pastimes, he will become free from envy. Envy. Anrushamsya Paro becomes completely free from envy. So, when we identify with our intelligence that I have got envy in my mind, I have the envy, immediately we should start, because I have not listened carefully to the pastimes of the Lord, particularly Lord Ramachandra's episode and the pastimes of Krishna, makes us to come out of the dirt. Srunvatam Swakada Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtanaha Hudayantasyokhya Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhursatam. So Krishna, who is situated in the heart, when the person is listening very carefully, Krishna is there in the heart and he sees this fellow is listening carefully. So he removes, he takes the charge of clearing, he shows the way. So we should take our balance. Life, we don't know what is the balance. It can be a few years, few minutes, few days, we don't know. Few decades. Definitely not few centuries. Definitely not even one century is left in our life. So, when we take our life seriously and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without any offenses and follow the regulative principles, we are sure to go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Your questions, one or two can take. Yes, Prabhupada. Yes, Prabhupada. The pastimes of Krishna are so pure that to understand them, we should also come to the level of purity. Otherwise, we keep on thinking, That gopis who were married, they are dancing with Krishna, and we don't know what is happening there, what sort of sexual attraction is there. Prabhupada makes it absolutely clear in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 4.165. In 4.615, Mahaprabhu gives the clear-cut definition of kama and prema. Atmendriya preeti icha dhare bali kama. Krishnendriya preeti vancha dhare prema nama. So, the Atmendriya preeti icha, the desire to satisfy one's own senses is the kama. The desire to satisfy Krishna's senses, Krishna, is the prema. That's all. And there is nothing in between. And under the text, Prabhupada writes, the love of gopis are never based on sexual attraction. 4.165. So, Krishna is 100% perfect. Whatever Krishna has done, we should apply this rule. Atmendriya Preeti and Krishnendriya Preeti. Whatever we are doing, is it for the pleasure of Krishna? Anything done for the pleasure of Krishna is prema. Anything done for the pleasure of our own indriyas, our own senses, it is kama. Anything. That's all. If 1116 or even more than that, 10 to the power of 1116 wives, if Krishna has got, when they are doing everything for Krishna, it is prema, it is not kama. There is no kama in the activities of all the gopis and the wives of Krishna. So, we should take in that way, and we can never point out any flaw in the activity of Krishna. If we are pointing out, immediately we should start reading very carefully. I have not come to the level of purity to understand. That's why Prabhupada said, don't read, don't jump to Krishna's Rasa Leela and come to chapter 10. Don't read chapter 10 at all. First you read all this. Understand the level of Krishna. And then you can appreciate Krishna. Otherwise, no. So, that's what it is. Yes, ma'am. One of the qualities of?
Vairagya. The last one is Vairagya. So even after marrying 16,000 wives or so many movies, he was completely unattached. And there is a story which goes on the Dhruvasamy, that gopis want to go to Dhruvasamy to serve him. And then they ask Krishna how to go there. Because Yamuna river is flowing. To put the capacity and they cannot cross. So Krishna says that Yamuna river, I am a brahmachari. Then they can cross the river.
Yeah, what is the question, please? Yeah.
That question, bro.
Yeah, this comment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu.
That way, Krishna shows that when they can cross the river, Krishna is brahmachari and Dhruvasamy eats so much and he says, go back. But Dhruvasamy does not eat anything. So
yeah. Correct. You are right. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki. Jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.